Oh, say, but I'm glad, oh, say, but I'm glad, Jesus has come and my heart's overrun, oh, say, but I'm glad. Good morning! Wow, you didn't expect that, I'm sure. Probably just as well that you didn't expect it, you might not have listened to it. Well, there it is. I've got a song in my heart this morning. That's not every morning that I have a song in my heart, just like you. Some mornings start out a little more groggy, perhaps. My name is Kenneth Hill. The program is Prayer Time. You're listening to Non-Commercial Educational Christian Radio, WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. My Lord is in control, and I'm glad He is. I want to sing more, but I'm not going to bother you with it this morning. I am just absolutely delighted to be with you. We've been talking yesterday, and today we're going to talk further about J.R. Miller's write-up in The Building of Character, an old book now. It's been out a long time ago. And he was talking about how God brings us His Word at just the right time, when we need it. He continues with this. He says, God cannot show us the stars while the sun shines. He can't make known to us the precious things of love that He's prepared for us for our nighttime when the day is still around us. God says to us then, I have many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now, John 16:12. We just couldn't understand them. We wouldn't be ready for them. And so it takes time and it takes situation. By and by, when we come to the places of need, when we come to that place of sorrow, when we come to the places of weakness, of human failure, loneliness, sickness, old age, then He tells us these other things that we didn't learn before. And they make us have full joy in our hearts. And so when night comes, He shows us the stars. I think that older Christians understand this. There are many things in the Bible which had little meaning in our earlier days, but one by one, they've shone bright and beautiful along the years as stars come out in the evening sky when the sun fades from the heavens. Even in childhood, the words were said over and over, but they were repeated thoughtlessly because there had been no experience to prepare the heart to receive them. Then one day there crept a shadow over the life, and in the shadow the long familiar words began to first have a real meaning. Other experiences of care, trial, and loss came to us, and the precious words became more and more real. Now, in old age, as the sacred texts are repeated, they are the very rod and staff to the trembling, trusting spirit. Thus, as life goes on, the meaning of Christ's words comes out clearer and clearer until His child's heedless repetition of them becomes the utterance of the faithful and trust of the strong man's soul. You see, even as we age, and debilitation comes upon us, and it does, as we get older, our soul is strengthened. Our soul is made strong in the Lord God Almighty. There may seem to folks no use in putting into a child's memory words that they cannot understand. They make no impression at the time of the learning of those words. They give out no light. But I can testify personally right now that if you have those words of memory, those memory verses, as we used to call them in Sunday school, those verses that we had to learn to get a Bible or a New Testament or to go to Bible camp, when they're fixed in our hearts, someday they'll come when sorrow comes. when darkness comes. These words will flash out the sweet light of divine love, pouring the soft radiance of heavenly comfort upon the night of grief, sorrow, or trouble. And I can testify to the truth of those statements. God, in His wisdom, equips us with His Word if we're willing to study it, if we're willing to memorize it, if we're willing to make it part of who we are. He will strengthen us at the proper time with His Word. Hallelujah! What a Savior, preparing us in the time of need before the need ever happens. What a wonderful Savior we have. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, thank You. Even as my eyes are wet with tears, I thank You. I thank You for the reminders of Your love at every step of the way. It's tears of joy, Lord, to weep before our Savior, thanking Him for all these blessings that He gives us. Lord, thank You for the song of joy. Thank You for the tears of joy. And thank You for the relationship of joy that You give us in Christ Jesus, our Lord. It's in His name that I pray. Amen.